We'll begin shortly.
It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus.
Ah, crud.
Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Well, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, one and all. It is January 18th, 2022, and some reason, I guess I auto-updated my Firefox, but my sync is out of date, so I gotta go grab my two-factor device so I can log in and grab my bookmarks with all the news and connect to, let me see, cool, my SSH is working, great. Alright, 1 second, I'm gonna play a song, or part of a song, and then we'll listen to the rest of it when it's time for music. How's that sound? Well, I guess we'll find out because I got to run. I'll be right back. Oh, that's 21 seconds. Here we go. All right, here we go. Pause that. Sorry about the delay, and I hope you don't mind me interrupting the police. That was Roxanne, and it's only 2 minutes and 47 seconds, and we got 1 and 16 out of it. All right, well, just to give you the heads up, today's been a good day. Life is going good. My comm is a little bit slow, but such is life. It is true. Welcome for being here, or thanks for being here. Claudio M, X1, Leon G, Ratsu, everybody that's hanging out. Thank you so much for being here and listening to the show, listening to some news. Stick around after this show for Doobie's Goals Committee with Tope, which is a lot of fun. And yeah, today, the whole first part of the show, it's all about dying and death. So prepare your hearts and minds. That's where we're headed. I was going to tell you something. Oh, I found out that I have, or maybe I've mentioned it, but I have BN over air on the antenna. I can get BN Sports Extra, which is a sports channel that is from across the sea, I guess, because they show nothing but football, like soccer, proper football, and rugby, and something else. But they just show over the air. So I just found that to be very interesting. I've been able to watch a lot of football. And really, I just want to know more about like these countries. And it's neat because the sportscasters, while they're talking, they're keeping it interesting. They'll mention stuff like, Oh, these guys, did you know there's more people from Cameroon that live in this country than in this country? And it's like, oh, well, that's cool. That's a fun little fact. All right. So anyway, I'm not sure if they're in all markets, but I found that in Austin, Texas. So they could be over the air somewhere else for you. All right. We're going to go ahead and get started the way we always start.
World news.
That's right. World news. French skier investigated over collision with British girl. I know you're asking, how old? Well, don't worry. You can count it on one hand. A skier who is involved in a fatal collision with a 5-year-old British girl in the French Alps has been placed under investigation. The girl, named locally as Ophelie? It's got an accent mark, so I don't know. Put that in here. Oh. O-P-H-E with an accent L-I-E. I think it's Ophelie, like Ophelia. Was taking part in a group lesson at the weekend in Flaine in Haute-Savoie. She received immediate first aid from the man himself, who is a local volunteer fireman, but she died in the helicopter taking her to hospital. Really tragic here. Her parents are a British couple living across the Swiss border in Geneva. The man under investigation, a local in his 40s, faces a possible charge of involuntary manslaughter. The local prosecutor also requested that the man, who she reportedly says is in shock after the accident, be placed under judicial supervision, which usually means restrictions on the person's movement. The little girl was one of a group of 5 children receiving instruction on Saturday morning from a qualified instructor on an easy slope in the resort of Flaine near Chamonix. I know that's wrong, but they're like an 80s pop band or synth band. Says the BBC's Hugh Schofield in Paris. According to the local state prosecutor, the man skiing downhill collided with her at high speed. The child was in a queue behind the group and was about to make a right turn when she was very violently hit by a skier going at high speed who tried in vain to avoid her. According to a statement from the local Bonneville prosecutor's office, quoted by local media outlet France Bleu. If charged, the man faces up to 3 years in prison and a fine of €45,000. So yeah, it's wild. The first one, no, that with the X, okay. Chamonix. Anyway, I'm sorry, Francophones dislike my interpretation. I'm sorry. So anyway, that's sad. That's some sadness. But don't worry, the whole first half of the show is about people dying. Policeman killed in a shootout at checkpoint in Pakistani capital. Pakistan's interior minister has identified an attack that killed one policeman in the capital's Islamabad as an incident of terrorism after initial reports indicated the shootout may have involved local criminals. Speaking on Tuesday at the funeral of the police officer killed in the gun attack on a security checkpoint the night before, Interior Minister Sheikh Rashid Ahmed said the attackers opened fire on the police officers in a targeted attack. This is not an issue of robbery or dacoity. It is purely an issue of terrorism, he said. And if you're like me and you don't know what that means, dictionary to the rescue. Dacoity. In India or Burma, or Myanmar, an act of violent robbery committed by an armed gang. An increase in the number of dacoities in buses. It's also known as robbery, stealing, thieving, larceny, pilfering, pilferage. Hey, welcome, MetaQ. Welcome, Ronald. Thanks so much for tuning in. So yeah, dacoity. That's our word for the day. All right, let's keep on moving. There's a lot of death to get through. So a policeman was killed in Pakistan. 10 people are dead. Probably more coming soon. Killed by floods in Madagascar. At least 10 people have died after heavy rains in Antananarivo, the capital of Madagascar, rendering over 500 people homeless, Malagasy authorities said Tuesday. According to reports, most of the victims were trapped in landslides or collapsed houses, especially in the deprived neighborhoods of the suburbs of Antananarivo. I'm going to get this right. Antana Narivo, Antananarivo, Antananarivo. There we go. Antananarivo, which is nearly 1.3 million inhabitants. Spokesman of the Office of Risk Management and Disaster, BNGRC, of the Ministry of Interior, Sonia Ray, said more than 100 millimeters of water fell during the night from Monday to Tuesday, warning that the worst is yet to come in the next 24 hours. She added the more rains are expected throughout January. According to forecasts, the Indian Ocean island will be hit by heavy rainfall in the coming days with an even higher higher peak on Thursday. We expect a cyclone at the end of the week on the east coast, Lovendraini Ratovahariosa, a forecaster at the General Directorate of Meteorology told AFP. So, very troubling, very sad indeed. Floods are common in Madagascar, especially in the rainy season between October and April, but yesterday they were exceptionally heavy. So, just recent history. In 2018, Cyclone Ava killed 51 people and left 22 missing. 2 months later, Tropical Storm Eliakim had killed 20 people and left nearly 19,000 affected. So, it stinks when people die. It stinks when they die. It stinks more, or it sucks more, I guess, when they die a slow death. You stink the same amount after you die. You're going to just decompose, unless you're in a super cold or dry climate, I guess. Anyway, sorry. I think I read a lot about death. Let's hurry up and get through all this death so we can get a song, because you know what? That always calms my nerves.
Get the news over with. I want to hear the music.
All right. Well, let's keep it moving. Ashling Murphy killing. Irish police arrest a man. Irish police have arrested a man in his 30s on suspicion of the murder of primary school teacher Ashling Murphy. Not a child, but child-adjacent murder. The 23-year-old was attacked while out exercising beside a canal in Tullamore County, Offaly, last Wednesday. The arrested man is being held at Tullamore Garda Station. Earlier, mourners, including President Michael D. Higgins and Toisich PM Michael Martin, attended an emotional funeral service mass at St. Bridget's Church in Mount Bolas. Her death has shocked the nation, and tens of thousands of people have attended vigils in Ireland and further afield in her honor. And all of these deaths are tragic, and it's really sad. I just try and make them a little lighthearted because, whew, it's heavy stuff, man. The suspect, who can be detained for up to 24 hours, was arrested after he was deemed medically fit to be discharged from St. James Hospital in Dublin earlier on Tuesday. He had presented himself to the hospital last Thursday night with serious and suspicious injuries, says the Irish broadcaster. Gardaí, or the Irish police, were alerted, having contacted hospitals after Ashling's killing, asking medical officials to contact them if they had suspicions in relation to a wounded patient. Evidence has been gathered from the post-mortem examination, the forensic examination of the scene, information from public appeals, and interviews with witnesses. So, yeah, let's see if we can see why she was attacked. See. No. Beacon of shining light. Hospital discharge. Yeah, they don't say why she was attacked, or how she died, or I'm guessing he beat her with his bare hands or something, because they don't mention a weapon. Police said they'd made significant progress in the murder investigation. Evidence has been gathered. So, if I get an update, I'll let you know. This is one of those more sad ones. When a bunch of kids die in like a car accident or something, it's like, oh, man, that sucks. But at least it's, you know, you kind of have an idea. This, there's no meaning, so it's more, it's even sadder. Ghost bears, bare hands. Claudio M., you're funny. All right, well, what else is going on? Well, mystery dead bodies found in a Kenyan river. You're never good when you find mystery dead bodies. At least 20 dead bodies have been retrieved from a river in western Kenya in recent weeks. Human rights group Haki Africa says most of the bodies recovered from River Yala, which flows into Lake Victoria, were found in sacks, with some tied up and others damaged, signifying that the victims had gone through torture before being disposed, being dumped into the river. What is shocking and extremely disturbing is that these bodies are actually dumped by individuals who so far remain unknown. Haki Africa's executive director, Hussein Khalid, said, Aki Africa's executive director, Hussein Khalid, added that the local mortuary was receiving the unidentified bodies and had buried 9 of them in a mass grave to make space for more bodies. Locals say unidentified people dumped the bodies into the river at night. Mr. Khalid and another activist, Boniface Mogwani, traveled to the scene and recounted seeing 2 bodies floating on the river. So, this is troubling, to say the least. Locals claim the number is higher than the 20 that have been deposited at the mortuary, adding that 31 bodies had been retrieved from the river since July last year. Locals reportedly say the bodies are brought from different areas in vehicles and dumped in the river. Kenyans are demanding investigations to ascertain the identities of the dead and know who is behind the killings. So, this is... It's just... this is interesting because you always hear... I don't know. I feel like I've heard these kind of stories before, and it's just so... It's always hearsay, and here is an actual real story about it. So, all right. Well, here's the last song about death. Don't worry, it's not a single person, but it's still very sad. Hong Kong to cull 2,000 hamsters and small mammals over COVID case. Hong Kong plans to cull some 2,000 hamsters and other small mammals over a COVID-19 outbreak linked to a pet shop in the city. An outbreak of the Delta variant linked to a worker in the shop prompted officials to test hundreds of animals. There were 11 hamsters positive. Unlike many other places, Hong Kong has maintained a zero COVID strategy, focusing on eliminating the disease. Officials say it may be an example of animal-to-human COVID transmission. Only the hamsters at the pet shop seem to be affected, with negative results for other animals, such as rabbits and chinchillas. But as a preventative measure, 2,000 hamsters and other small animals will be killed. The animals are spread across 34 different pet shops and animal storage centers. And any new pet owners who bought a hamster since December 22nd, perhaps as a Christmas gift, will need to hand the animal over to authorities for euthanasia. Oh my God. That is the most troubling part. At least test the pets. Don't seize people's pets. Oh, that'd be so traumatic. A telephone hamster hotline is being set up, and a ban on the import and sale of hamsters and other small animals will also be enacted, agricultural officials said. So, a pet shop employee, a customer, and the customer's spouse have now tested positively or provisionally positive, health authorities said. The virus that causes COVID-19, SARS-CoV-2, can be caught by animals, including dogs, cats, ferrets, and rodents, all commonly kept as pets. There's no clear evidence that the pets can easily pass the infections to humans. So, this is just really awful, awful news. Really breaks your heart. But that's them's the breaks. All right, let's play a song.
Get the news over with. I want to hear the music.
We won't play Roxanne because we already played most of that song, and we don't want to play the same song, especially now that we're in a bad mood. Let's see if we got any songs about hamsters. Nope. All right, what if we got songs about animals? I'm getting a spam phone call. I'm going to block that. Nope, no animal songs. So I guess what that means is we just got to go ahead and play something more fun. This is called... Here, we'll play most of this. This is Lottie Dottie from the infamous Snoop Doggy Dog.
Yeah, gotta say what's up to my nigga Slick Rick. For those that don't like it, eat a dick. But for those who with me, sing that shit. Has it go a little something like this. Lottie Dottie, we likes to party. We don't cause trouble, we don't bother nobody. We're just some niggas who on the mic. And when we rock up on the mic, we rock the mic. For all my dogs, keeping y'all in health. Just to see you smile and enjoy yourself. Cause it's cool when you cause a cozy conditioning, which we create, cause that's our mission. So listen close to what we say, because this type of shit happens every day. I woke up around 10 o'clock in the morning. I gave myself a stretch up, a moaning, yawning. Went to the bathroom to wash up. I threw some soap on my face and put my hands up on a cup and said, mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the top dog of them all? There was a rubble double 5 minutes guess it lasted. The mirror said,
you are, you conceited bastard.
Well, that's true. That's why we never have no beef. So I slipped off my khakis and my gold leaf. Use oil of LA cause my skin gets pale. And then I got the file for my fingernails. I'm true to the style on my behalf. I put the bubbles in the tub so I can take a bubble bath. Clean, dry was my body and hair. I threw on my brand new doggy underwear. For all the bitches I might take home, I got the Johnson Baby Powder and Cool Water Cologne. Now I'm fresh, dressed like a million bucks. Threw on my white socks with my all blue chucks. Stepped out the house, stopped short, oh no. I went back in, I forgot my endo. Then I dilly, I ran through a, I bumped into this smoker named from the. This was a girl playing hard to get, so I said, what's wrong? Cause she looked upset, she said,
it's all because of you. I'm feeling sad and blue. You went away, now my life is filled with rainy days. I love you so, how much you'll never know. Cause you took your dope away from me.
Damn. Now what was I to do? She's crying over me and she was feeling blue. I said, don't cry, dry your eye. And here comes your mother with those two little guys. Her mean mother steps and says to me, decks Allie in the face and punched her in the
eye.
Punched her in the belly and stepped on her feet. Slammed the child on the hard concrete. The bitch was strong, the kids was gone. Something was wrong, I said, what was going on? I tried to break it up, I said, stop it, just leave. But she said, if I can't smoke none, she can't either. She grabbed me closely by my socks, so I broke the hell out and I grabbed my sack of rocks. But they gave chase, they caught up quick. They started crying on my shoes and grabbing my dick and saying,
why don't you give me a play so we can break it down the Long Beach way?
And on and on and on she kept going. The bitch been around before my mother's born. I said, cheer up, so I gave her a hint. I said, you can't have me, I'm too young for you, bitch. She said, no, you're not. Then she starts crying. I says, I'm 19. She says, stop lying. I says, I am.
Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
That's right. You are listening to Anon Radio powered by SDF. And SDF, well, that's powered by you. That was a song called Lottie Dottie from Snoop Doggy Dogg featuring Nancy Fletcher. And that is off the Doggy Style album. It summoned our good friend, DJ Tin. So welcome, welcome. And also welcome to Havoc, newcomers while we were listening to the song. So let's jump on. We got a bunch of news, not a lot of time. So deep breath. Ready? Like to hear it? Here we go. Muslim girls wearing hijab are barred from classes at Indian College. When A.H. Almas, 18, and two of her friends stepped into their classroom on December morning, the teacher immediately yelled at them, "Get out!" The Muslim girls were not allowed to sit in the classroom because they were wearing hijab or headscarf. When we arrived at the door of the classroom, the teacher said, "We cannot enter with hijab." She asked us to remove it. Since then, a group of six Muslim students at a government-run women's college in Udupi district in India's Karnataka state in the south are forced to sit outside the classroom because the college administration alleges they are defying the rules since hijab is not part of the uniform. But the girls told Al Jazeera the hijab is part of their faith and practicing it is their right guaranteed under law. They have maintained a defiant stance, even as the administration has allegedly used pressure tactics to coerce them to give in. The girls have been marked absent from their classes since December 31st, even as they say they're going to college every day. "We're not going to budge, no way," Aliyah Asadi, who is part of the group, told Al Jazeera. A photo of the students clad in hijab and college dress while sitting on the steps outside their classroom has gone viral on social media. So yeah, this is growing Islamophobia and what is it called? The nationalism that we see in India. This is what extremism does for you. Zainab said they're happy the whole world has seen them forced to sit out the classroom, thus making the claims of the administration fall flat. However, the students have also faced humiliation and discrimination for their defiance. Having to stay outside the class is not a pleasant thing to do. Our teachers and fellow students taunt us. They ask us what our problem is in taking off the hijab. Why can't you just follow the rules, they ask. The students say they are worried about the attendance percentage that is required to be able to sit the annual exams. Rudra Gowda, the college principal, told Al Jazeera they cannot allow the students to wear hijab in classrooms as it's not part of the uniform. He said they are abiding by the directives issued by the education ministry. So, hey, welcome, Tobe. Good morning. Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe coming up in just about 4 minutes, a little bit less. In Uganda, fuel shortage sends prices skyrocketing. On Monday, many pumps ran dry in the northern and western regions of the East African country. The fuel shortage has sent prices skyrocketing. Hundreds of trucks remain stuck in tailbacks at the border Uganda shares with Kenya. In town, motorcyclists and motorists struggled in search of petrol stations, spared by delivery issues. Some of them had to rely on the intel of relatives. It was the case for Joel Abduba, too, a civil engineer. A lot of friends called me and told me about them trying to get other petrol stations, and they cannot get fuel right now. Now it is a very big situation, not just a joke. So that's the struggle going on in Uganda. The Warriors part owner, this is a United States story about a basketball team. NBA is really big in China. A part owner of the Golden State Warriors has backtracked after saying that nobody cares about the human rights abuses suffered by the Uyghur people at the hands of Chinese authorities. Chamath Palihapitiya, a billionaire venture capitalist, posted a clarification of his comments on Twitter on Wednesday. I recognize that I came across as lacking empathy. As a refugee, my family fled from Sri Lanka with its own set of human rights issues, so this is something very much part of my lived experience. To be clear, my belief is that human rights matter, whether in China, the U.S., or elsewhere. So, pardon me. He was just being real, but it's true. He backtracked it, so there we go. The world's point of view on most issues is...
It's not that I'm lazy. It's that I just don't care.
And our foreign policy is...
Resistance is futile.
So, yeah. That's how it goes. But anyway... That was some heads up. Russia says no new talks on Ukraine until West responds to demands. So Moscow on Tuesday rejected fresh talks on Ukraine unless the West responds to its demands as the NATO and U.S. pushed for more negotiations to avert a possible Russian invasion of its pro-Western neighbor. With tens of thousands of Russian troops massing on Ukraine's borders, efforts have intensified to prevent a conflict, and U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was preparing to fly to Kiev for talks on Wednesday. Blinken's trip, which will also take him to Berlin for meetings Thursday with European allies, is the latest in a fury of diplomacy to prevent the tensions over Ukraine from escalating. And here's some more Sweden drones. Sightings reported over nuclear plants and palace. I included it because it talks about nuclear plants. Days of sightings of drones over key Swedish sites, including nuclear plants, have prompted the country's security service to take the lead in an investigation. Three nuclear sites have been targeted, and sightings have been reported over airports and the Royal Palace. Authorities have not yet speculated on who is behind the mysterious drones. Israeli citizens were targeted by police using Pegasus spyware, a report claims. And U.S. airlines are warning of impending 5G flight disruption. If you haven't been following this, the 10 biggest airlines have warned that the impending switch on of 5G mobile phone services will cause major disruption to flights. They say the start of Verizon and AT&T 5G mobile phone services planned for Wednesday would cause a completely avoidable economic calamity. Airlines fear C-band 5G signals will disrupt planes' navigation systems, particularly those used in bad weather. Warning was issued in a letter sent to aviation authorities. So, don't fly on Wednesday if you can help it. Microsoft